Thank you for the very kind introduction, Ewan. It is always a great pleasure to be in TI, and as many of you know, I never pass up an opportunity to avail myself of an island party. I am formally here in my role as National Policy Chair of the Liberal Party of Canada to bring greetings on behalf of the National Party. But I should also like to personally offer all of you my sincerest congratulations on the breathtaking achievement you have wrought today. With some 5,000 attendees, this is not only the largest political convention in island history, and not only the largest political gathering in any province in recent memory, but it will also almost certainly have a still larger voting attendance than the National Leadership Convention this November. You have proved today that we are a party of the many and not the few. And after you have gone home, in the still moments of the night, I am sure that if you listen very carefully, you will hear the quiet hissing of Pat Binns and the Tory caucus wetting themselves before the shadow of this convention. But the achievement of this day goes beyond the simple question of raw numbers and strikes at the core of our national social contract. Because at a time when our political enemies have shown themselves all too ready to appeal to the public's most unworthy fears, to fan the flames of public cynicism about politics, politicians, and even the very idea of public service, your presence here is an eloquent response, a dignified assertion that there is no greater honor, no higher calling, and no more noble pursuit than to serve our fellow citizens through the political process. It is perhaps fitting that the province that called Canada into being should also be the province that continues to breathe life into Canadian democracy. You have today lit a beacon whose light will be seen not only across the island, but also across our nation. However, if you have set a towering example for all of us, you have no less taken on a heavy responsibility. It will now fall to you to demonstrate to the Liberal Party of Canada that it is possible for a party to draw strength from a leadership contest, to emerge not only expanded in membership, but also united in purpose. You must also demonstrate to Islanders and all Canadians that the momentum created in our leadership conventions can be harnessed to carry our new leaders, our party, and our values into government. These are daunting tasks, but I know that you are all more than equal to the moment. I wish you well with the convention and offer you the congratulations, admiration, and gratitude of Liberals from across Canada.